This is KCUR. Folk Alliance International kicks off its annual conference and a new music fair this evening in Kansas City. The five-day event is expected to draw nearly 3,000 musicians from around the world, but it also puts a spotlight on local folk performers, such as singer-songwriter Casey Rausch. Chuck Haddix, host of KCUR's The Fish Fry, recently spoke with Rausch about the inspirations behind her new album, Guitar in Hand.
You've got a new CD out called Guitar in Hand. It's been a while since you put one out, some 7 years. Why did you take a hiatus from recording?
Well, you know, the easy answer is I got pretty burned out. The longer answer is I did everything backwards, did everything the hard way, and just found myself in situations I didn't want to be in, and late nights and early mornings with my kids who were quite a bit younger then, and now they are a junior and senior in high school and are less reliant on me. So I took a full-time job in the meantime and then learned after a few years of that I couldn't not make music. I had to make music. It's part of my being. And so I decided to give it another go, and I'm just I'm learning to carve my path instead of letting the path carve me.
I can appreciate that as a father of three. But, you know, this is also, I think, a very special project. And there's one song on here, of course, Moonshiner's Dream. What is the story behind this song?
I was inspired to write this song after visiting a little place in the Ozarks called Copper Run Distillery. It's the Ozarks' first legal moonshine distillery. And if you go there, it's just a little cabin tucked back in the woods off the beaten path. You wouldn't know it was there unless you just happened to hear about it or stumbled upon it somehow, roaming the hills of the Ozarks. But if you go there, they'll give you a tour of the distillery, which is down in the basement portion of this little log cabin-looking house. And I had already been there several times, but this particular time, the owner, Jim Blancett, gave me the tour and just got into a lot more detail about how when he started making moonshine, in his words, people started coming out of the hills, telling him about their grandfathers making moonshine and carrying the water by hand from the creek up to the still and that kind of thing. We had to drive home back to Kansas City that night after we played at Copper Run, we being my good buddy Scott Stanton that plays in the Buttermilk Boys with me. We got to brainstorming about all the stories that we heard, and we came up with about the first verse and some part of the chorus of this song. And then a couple months later, I took our notes out and finished her off and came up with this song. So it's somewhat fictional, but kind of inspired by those stories that I heard Jim Blancett tell.
Walk to the creek, bucket in hand, carrying water across the land, cool coils for my granddad.
This new release is just really a wonderful new recording. You've just kind of done, as many artists have, self-produced and self-published, but you got working with the Mud Stomp label now. Where's the Mud Stomp label out of?
It's a trifecta between Kansas City and Springfield, Missouri, and Tulsa. There's three owners of the label, and they live in those respective cities. They've banded together to create this new young label that's got some good folks on it. Brody Buster, who is a lot of folks know from the his childhood days of playing harmonica at the Grand Emporium. Also Tyler Gregory, a great kind of one-man band out of Lawrence, is on the label.
And here's a little ode to Winfield, the gospel of Winfield. How'd this one come about?
Well, the Rausch family settled in Winfield in the mid to early 1800s. Of course, there was no bluegrass festival happening back then. But when that got started, of course, my family, it's now it's a pilgrimage every year for us Kansas City folk. You know, we go out there and hook up with the rest of the Winfield family and pick and grin and sit around the campfire till the wee hours of the morning every third weekend of September. And it really is like a pilgrimage for us. My daughter's grown up going out there. And so this song is just about my love for the town and the festival.
Two, three, four.